You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott.
Da, da, da. Da, da, da.
This was the theme of VW commercials back in the 90s. Fun, right? But this past week has not been fun at all for Germany's best-known brand and the world's biggest automaker. On September 18th, news broke that the Environmental Protection Agency ordered VW to recall 482,000 diesel cars in the U.S., claiming that the company had installed software designed to defeat smog regulations tests. On Monday, the head of VW USA admitted the company had done wrong.
So let's be clear about this. Our company was dishonest with the EPA and the California Air Resources Board and with all of you. And in my German words, we have totally screwed up.
Of course, VW stock tanked.
Sorry, didn't cut it with investors. VW stock drove off a cliff, down more than 17% in the U.S. The company saw more than $14 billion go up in smoke in one trading session.
Then on Tuesday, it started to look like this problem was far bigger than a U.S. issue.
Volkswagen admitting in a statement the deception involves some 11 million vehicles worldwide.
On Wednesday, VW CEO Martin Winterkorn resigned, and while the company plots a way out of this mess they've created, the cult following of VW is mad and lawyering up.
Two Volkswagen car owners filed separate federal class action lawsuits in Chicago and Newark on Tuesday, alleging the company misled them into buying a green car that was actually rigged to evade emission standards. The lawsuits were filed.
Some are calling this VW Gate. Others are using the term Diesel Gate. Rob Harley, the head of UC Berkeley's Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering and an expert on diesel fuel, says that's not fair. We've asked him to talk to us a little bit more about the fate of diesel going forward. Rob, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
What does all of this mean for the future of diesel? Do you think people will have any faith in it going forward?
Diesel's going to remain with us. I don't think this is really endangering the future of diesel fuel in the transportation sector. There's such a huge use of it in the heavy-duty truck sector. Diesel's going to remain.
But can diesel still be a clean fuel?
With the right emission controls, absolutely it can be a clean fuel. The recent stories have been about emission controls that didn't work. And with the right emission controls, any fuel can be clean.
What do the right emission controls entail? Can you give us an example?
So there's a number of different pollutants that we're trying to control from cars, whether they run on gasoline or diesel fuel. And diesel has two kind of particular concerns. One is the black smoke that's kind of characteristic of a lot of diesel engines. And so we need a filter for that and a way of regenerating the filter so it doesn't plug up over time. That's a well-developed technology now, and it's pretty widespread. There's another pollutant called nitrogen oxides, and it's not really coming from the fuel itself directly. It's coming from the nitrogen and oxygen present in the air used for combustion. And that requires some kind of catalytic converter in order to control those emissions of the nitrogen oxides, or NOx. That's a harder problem, and it's one where there's maybe a fuel economy penalty, so there's motivation to not be as aggressive there or any more aggressive there than you have to be.
What are some options that perhaps are being worked on right now, but consumers don't even know about them yet?
I think the big development efforts for the future are on the battery, on the electric vehicle side, maybe developing new approaches to having hybrid systems, alternate ways of maybe swapping batteries rather than recharging at home. And there's another possibility is to try and run vehicles on fuel cells that would use hydrogen. So that's maybe a competing approach to the battery power.
How competitive is this field of developing these new models? Who are the big players?
Well, locally here in the Bay Area, there's a company called Tesla, which is very aggressively working on electric vehicle development. They're also engaged in related companies working in the solar power industry. But many vehicle manufacturers are really thinking about the future. In California, we've committed to pushing down the CO2 or the carbon dioxide emissions from burning fossil fuels. And we've committed to transitioning to non-fossil energy sources for the transportation sector. That's going to happen over a timescale of decades, but the decision's already been made.
You're an expert on diesel. You've been obviously following this in the news. What did you think when you first heard about all of this?
We've seen similar kinds of issues of what we call cycle beating or defeat devices used to circumvent the NOx emission requirements in the past. Back in the 1990s, we saw kind of not exactly the same in detail, but similar kinds of issues going on with heavy-duty diesel trucks. So I was really surprised that we would see this again. I thought, you know, everyone knew that it would not be acceptable to kind of do this kind of thing, especially since it's happened before and that the consequences have been pretty severe for the engine manufacturers back in the 1990s when the same kind of issue came up.
In the wake of all that has happened, why do you still believe that diesel is a good fuel?
Diesel has some real advantages over gasoline in terms of fuel economy. The freight sector, the big trucks have used diesel fuel almost exclusively for a long time for, you know, in large part that reason. But let me just say a little bit about diesel fuel. First of all, you know, we buy our fuel by the gallon, and diesel's denser, so you get more fuel energy per gallon when you buy diesel fuel. But there's also advantages of the engine itself. The diesel engines typically run at higher temperature and higher pressure compared to gasoline, and that gives them an efficiency advantage. And there's also some other mechanical advantages in the design of diesel engines. And then finally, they run with excess air, so you get a little bit more complete combustion of the diesel fuel. So all of these things, you know, if we're in this era looking forward where there's pressure to improve fuel economy, diesel fuel and diesel engines have some really useful things to offer. And we just have to be sure that in achieving those fuel economy benefits, we don't sacrifice on black smoke or nitrogen oxide emissions, which are things you have to also be attentive to.
So you think this too shall pass?
Yes, diesel's going to remain viable. It's a big blip, though, what we're seeing. This is, the stories are that it may be beyond just the United States, that it may extend to a significantly larger number of vehicles in Europe as well. And this is a setback for use of diesel in the automotive sector.
Rob, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.